Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're looking at the result of a lawsuit that's been decades in the making. I've wondered for a long time why real estate commissions in the U.S. have remained solidly anchored at 6%, when in other markets, real estate commissions seem to fluctuate much more widely. For example, where I live in Canada, it's much more common in high-priced markets like Toronto to see commission structures where the selling agent is charging 1 to 1.5% and the buyer agent, who actually has a lot more work to do in many cases, charging 2.5% for a total of 4% or maybe 4.5%. In most professions, there are two separate industry bodies. The first is a professional association that acts on behalf of the members. The second is a quasi-governmental body that serves to regulate the industry and to enforce the licensing requirements. They also serve to protect the public. You could see this dual structure in most professions, whether we're talking about doctors, lawyers, psychologists, and yes, also real estate agents. The body that represents real estate agents is an industry body in the U.S. called the National Association of Realtors. Well, a Kansas City jury last month delivered a $1.8 billion verdict to home sellers in Missouri against the National Association of Realtors and several major brokerages, finding they had conspired to keep commission rates high. Two brokerages in the case already agreed to a modest settlement of about $140 million combined. The other two national brokerages and NAR did not settle and decided to fight the allegations. Now, if a judge determines that there was a willful breaking of the rules, then a judge could triple that to more than $5 billion. NAR says it plans to appeal. The case centers around a rule in NAR's roughly 175-page handbook where there's a requirement that homes listed on a multiple listing service must advertise the compensation offered to the buyer's agent. But that information is only available to the buyer agent. It's actually not disclosed to the seller. The plaintiff's attorneys would ultimately argue that the rule, in combination with a few others, allowed the industry to conspire to keep commissions high, in part by allowing buyer agents to steer clients away from homes where sellers were offering a lower commission to the buyer agent. The law that is deemed to be violated is an antitrust provision, which says that companies participating in a free market must not engage in price fixing or other actions that might be creating a de facto monopoly. Now, while not a true monopoly, a cartel has the same price characteristics, where the customer invariably pays above market pricing for the service. Now, in large commercial properties, it's common for commissions to be reduced. For example, in our financial models and in our experience, large multifamily apartment assets can trade with commissions below 2%. Now, when you're selling a $40 million asset, even a 2% commission, which amounts to $800,000, is a good payday for a broker. Considering the work to complete the sale of a $2 million property and a $40 million property are virtually the same, a compensation of 6% or $2.4 million on a $40 million property would simply be egregious. It seems out of the question. Property owners would choose to take their chances by representing themselves. They would prefer to hire a licensed broker on a full-time basis on salary rather than paying a commission structure. The notion of a variable commission structure is known and understood in the world of commercial, but somehow it's eluded the residential real estate industry. In the world of residential real estate, involving properties that are listed by residential brokers, we're seeing pretty rigid industry practices. Now, price fixing is easy to suspect. It's a little harder to observe and very hard to prove. The case took several weeks in front of a judge and jury, but the jury deliberations were only a couple of hours. The case was awarded class action status by the court, which means the plaintiff represents more than 500,000 homeowners in the state of Missouri. Why this is so significant is the implications on other lawsuits that are pending before courts in other states. If this case resulted in a finding of guilt, the base award could be that $1.8 billion, possibly more if the damages are tripled. But think about the dollar amount if the class action becomes a wave of litigation across the United States. Well, the same lawyer who won the case in Missouri immediately filed cases on a national level. The damages on a national level could exceed $100 billion. If the industry were found to be guilty of collusion, the majority of commissions collected by the brokerages, well, they've already been distributed to the individual agents. The likelihood of getting the funds returned to homeowners is very low. There's not enough equity in all of the brokerages to pay the damages in excess of $100 billion. Where this lawsuit is headed is hard to say. It's likely going to get tied up in the courts for years as the appeals get heard. And the Justice Department has already been sounding the alarm on this one, and NAR has already been the subject of a Justice Department investigation. One of the findings from that investigation concluded in 2020 was that selling agents needed to disclose to the sellers what the commission being offered to buyer agents is going to be. By offering a lower commission, buyer agents are less likely to perform work to find a buyer. That increases the chances of the selling agent double-ending the deal. Industry practices that create conflict of interest between the client and the licensed professional are at the root of the problem. There's way too many realtors in the market, and a shakeup would lower costs for investors. It would reduce the number of realtors in the market to those true professionals and get rid of those who are just dabbling, and it would lower costs for both investors and homeowners alike. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.